ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 29, पार्ट 13, वर्सेस 76 थ्रू 79. नारद continues to answer the inquiries of King Barkishat. Narada said, "The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to one's previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he or she presently has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. And as long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material field, he or she enjoys the senses. And while enjoying the senses, one creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. My dear King, you should always know that this cosmic manifestation is created, maintained, and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of Lord Krishna. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage oneself in the devotional service of the Lord." If the living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and is also merciful to others, and if one's spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, then one will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. Everything happening within time, which consists of past, present, and future, is merely a dream. That is the secret understanding in all Vedic literature.
Bajahu re mana shri nanda nanana abhaya charanara vindare durlabha manava janama satsangi taroho e bhava sindhure Bajahu re mana shri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare durlabha manava janama satsangi taroho e bhava sindhure.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, one thinks of one's present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus, one remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life, so much so that even at the point of death, one abhors leaving the present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in a coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and all of society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political posts, and they either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of one's attraction to the present body, one does not like to transfer him or herself to another body. Thus, one is forced to accept another body by the stringent laws of nature or the laws of God. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior one. For one who acts like a dog or hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog in one's next life. A person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or a president, but when one understands that he or she will be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog, one chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, one lies in a coma for many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and then enters another. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his or her desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. And those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. And even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. It is the mind who is the prime cause of such a situation. And according to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated, and one is forced to accept them. Within one's body and mind, one can think as either a dog or a god, and the next life is then offered to him or her accordingly. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body, according to one's association with the three modes of material nature. If one associates with the mode of ignorance, then one gets the body of an animal or an inferior man. And if one associates with the mode of goodness or passion, then one gets a body accordingly. So the root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to human society because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing bhakti yoga, devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Lila Pravishta, entering into the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can then enter the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. To enter the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to understand Krishna. And the process of understanding Krishna is bhakti yoga, devotional service. After understanding Krishna as he is, one can then become eligible to enter Krishna Loka and associate with Krishna. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. But the mind can also get one a body like those of dogs and hogs. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. While in the subtle body, we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification. These plans are recorded in the spool of one's mind as bija, the root of fruitive activities. In conditional life, the living entity creates a series of bodies, one after another, and this is called karma bandhana. As explained in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna, yagyarthat karmanah anyatra loka ayam karma bandhana. If we act only for the satisfaction of Vishnu, there is no bondage due to material activity. But if we act otherwise, then we become entrapped by one material activity after another. And under these circumstances, it is to be supposed that by thinking, feeling, and willing, we are simply creating a series of future material bodies. In the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale, the living entity falls into the ocean of karma bandhana as a result of past material activities. So instead of plunging oneself into the ocean of material activity, one should accept material activity only to maintain body and soul together. And the rest of one's time should be devoted to engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And in this way, one can attain relief from the reactions of material activity. Self-realization, the understanding of oneself as Brahman or spirit soul, is very difficult while in the material condition. However, if we accept bhakti yoga, the devotional service of the Lord, then Krishna will gradually reveal himself. In this way, the progressive devotee will gradually realize one's spiritual position, his original constitutional position. We cannot see anything in the darkness of night, not even our own selves. But when there is sunshine, then we can see not only the sun, but everything else within the world as well. Lord Krishna explains in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita that when we engage ourselves in bhakti yoga, the devotional service of the Lord, in order to become Krishna conscious, then we understand not only Krishna, but everything related to Krishna. In other words, through Krishna consciousness, we can understand not only Krishna and the cosmic manifestation, but also our constitutional position. In Krishna consciousness, we can understand that the entire material creation is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maintained by Krishna, annihilated by Krishna, and at the end, absorbed in Krishna. We are also part and parcel of the Lord. Everything is under the control of the Lord, and therefore our only duty is to surrender unto the Supreme and engage in Krishna's transcendental loving service. Bhakti Krishna Doya Jiveshu Akunta Jnanam Atmani yadi syad atmano bhuyad apavargastu sangsritehi. In this verse, the words daya jiveshu, meaning mercy to other living entities, indicate that the living entity must be merciful to other living entities if he or she wishes to make progress in self-realization. This means that one must preach this knowledge after perfecting it oneself and understanding one's own position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Preaching this is showing real mercy to the living entities. Other types of humanitarian work may be temporarily beneficial for the body, but because a living entity is spirit soul, ultimately one can show real mercy only by revealing knowledge of one's spiritual existence. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnara Nityadasa. Every living entity is constitutionally a servant of Krishna. One should know this fact perfectly and then preach it to the mass of people. If one realizes that he or she is an eternal servant of Krishna but does not preach, then one's realization is imperfect. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore sings, Dushtamana Tumi Kishara Vaishnava Pratishthara Tare Nirjanera Ghare Tava Harinama Kevala Kaitava. My dear mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Simply for false prestige and a material reputation, you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. So in this way, people who do not preach are criticized. There are many Vaishnavas in Vrindavana who do not like preaching. They chiefly try to imitate Haridas Thakur, but the actual result of their so-called chanting in a secluded place, however, is that they sleep and think of women and money. Similarly, one who simply engages in temple worship but does not see to the interests of the mass of people, or who cannot recognize other devotees, is called a Kanishtha Adhikari. Adrishtang drishtavan nang shade, bhutang swapna bhavad anyata, bhutang bhavad bhavishyascha, suptang sarva raho raha. Factually, all of material existence is only a dream. Thus, there is no question of past, present, or future. Persons who are addicted to karma kanda vichara, which means working for future happiness through material fruitive activities, are also dreaming. And similarly, past happiness and present happiness are merely dreams. For the actual reality is Krishna and service to Krishna, which can save us from the clutches of Maya. For Lord Krishna says in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. Those who surrender unto Krishna can easily cross beyond Krishna's illusory energy. Recorded January 2, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bhajahure mana Shinanda nandana Abhaya charanara vindare Dulava manava janama satsange Taroho e bhava sindhure Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chita Atapa, Vata Varishana, Edina Jamini, Jagire. Vipale Sevenu, Kripana Durajana, Chapala Sukalava, Lagire. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Edhana Yovana, Putra Parijana, Ithe Kiyache Para Titi Re. Kamala Dala Jala, Jivana Kalamala, Bajahu Hari Pada, Niti Re. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Vandana, Padda Sevana, Dasyare. Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana, Govinda Dasa Abhi Lashare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhajahure mana, Srinandanandana, Abhaya charanara vindare. Durilabha manava, janama satsangi. Tarohoe bhava sindhure Chita atapa bhakta parishana Edina jamini jagire Vipale sevenu kripana durajana Chapala sukalaba nagire Ekana Yovana Putra Parijana Ithe Kiyache Para Titi Re Komala Jala Jala Jivana Kalamala Vajahu Hari Pada Niti Re Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Padda Sivana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana Nirantara Dasa Abhi Lashare Shravana Kirtana Shravana Kirtana Bhajahu Hari Pada Niti Re Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, my mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, Lord Krishna, because that makes one fearless. Having obtained this rare human birth, traveling throughout 8,400,000 species of life, you can now cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of devotees. Throughout day and night, you remain sleepless, suffering heat and cold, wind and rain. But why are you doing this? Just for a bit of flickering happiness? Is that why you are vainly serving wicked and miserly persons? And tell me, what assurance is there of real happiness in all of one's fallible soldiers, such as wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? Please remember that this life is tottering like a drop of water on the lotus petal. My advice, therefore, is that you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. And you can do this through the 9 processes of bhakti yoga, such as hearing and chanting and remembering and offering prayers and serving the Lord's lotus feet, serving the Lord as a servant, worshiping the Lord with flowers and incense and so forth, serving Krishna as a friend, and ultimately completely offering Krishna one's very self.